Okay, we will start our champion driver press conference and open it up with the owner of the number 9 BurgerFi Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports, and that is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale, your third championship in the last 5 years, back-to-back. Maybe talk about this one in comparison to the other two.
You know, it's hard to compare them, really, but I sit there. I don't know if I watched the races as intently as I did tonight. And I could see what Dave Ellens was trying to do with his strategy. And I think that the reason why I was able to do that was because being in the booth and listening to Steve. I remember the first time I saw a cycle under green at Chicago, I was I almost had to pick my jaw off the floor. I couldn't keep up with everything that was happening and who was doing what and what guys were on what strategy, because there's so many different things happening. And as we've gone through the season, it's gotten a little easier to understand what guys are trying to do and how they're trying to get an advantage on each other. And at a place like this where there's so much fall off, I felt like that if Dave could, you know, we were catching the double zero. Tyler was doing an amazing job running them guys down. And if we get to pit road first with the fall off on these tires, we'll cycle in front of that double zero. And I thought for sure that once Dave came to pit road, that would bring the double zero the next lap, but they decided to stay out there. And every lap that they were out there just was adding to our advantage as we were out there on them sticker tires. Just real smart move by Dave. He knew his car had the long run speed. We weren't firing off real fast, but Tyler was doing an awesome job on the long run. So if they did run us down, which they did to a point, I thought that Tyler would be fast enough on the back end of the run to hold that position, make it really hard at least for Custer to get by. I don't know if Custer's car was quite as good as he had expected to be on that final run, but Tyler, you know, Tyler ran an incredible line, perfect, perfection up against that fence. When you run that fence as close as he runs it, as close as, you know, that's, you got to run it that close to get everything out of it, to get the speed out of it. He knows that. You're going to hit it when you run that close, and he knows that. He said as much before we got here. He said, I'm going to run the wall, I'm going to hit it, we're going to keep running the wall. And near the end of the race, I thought, well, if he's smart, he'll know that he's got to stay off the fence these last 25 laps. If he's precision, if he has that precision ability, he will stay off the fence these last 25 laps. And in just a short, in just the very end of that race, man, he checked so many boxes for me, looking at talent or judging talent, owner to driver or driver to driver. I was so impressed by what he did those last 25, 50 laps. It is so hard to do that under so much pressure. Coming down to the last few laps, you got a championship on the line. Every little noise, vibration, shake, anything different than the lap before is freaking you out. Lap traffic, dirty air. There's so many things to contend with and think about, all the while running, you know, literally inches off the fence. Just a veteran veteran drive by a very young race car driver. So I was so impressed by that. Dave told me, as they started to get into this playoff, he said, if we can get to Homestead, I can win. Me and Tyler can win this. I can help him win this race. He had a lot of confidence in Tyler, and they did everything they needed to do throughout the rounds to do it. Tyler was smart, aggressive, and put himself in position. You know, we had a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, highs and lows that you know, had us all kind of wondering what kind of race team we had with the 9 car, and seemed like when it mattered and they got into the playoffs, all those questions were answered and then some tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Dale. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll start down here at Lee and then working around.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. How bittersweet is it that he's leaving? I mean, you had him for 1 year. He wins the championship. And, I mean, most of your drivers, they're in a driver development type of atmosphere where, you know, they go here, then they go off to Hendrick. That's not the case here.
No, it's not, but we still are used to turnover. We're used to 1-year deals and short-term deals, and whether you want it to happen or not. You know, that's you know, there's a lot of things we'd love to do we can't do. There's a lot of things that I wish. I mean, I'd love if Tyler would stay or had stayed, but they want to go do something different. I want nothing but the best for them going forward. We'll have fun racing against them next year. I'm sure we'll be racing them a lot, especially with this under his belt. The confidence and evolution of him as a driver is just going to get better, and I bet he'll be back here at Homestead again. It is bittersweet for sure, but if there's one way to finish it, it's on top and by being the champion, and so we're happy that we're able to do that tonight. I think the fact that it makes so many people back in our business and our company happy takes away a little bit of that bittersweetness. You know, there's so many people that are thrilled about this tonight and benefit from this bonus-wise and everything else. You know, I mean, this just drives our company. We need to win. We have to win to be able to survive and make our bottom line. So, as you know, our employees are probably the priority for us. Drivers, they're down the list. But that's how you have to operate your business. I don't care what business you're in. And drivers come and go, and that's part of it. I learned a long, long time ago that things are going to change, and you're not always going to have the same people in your life all the time. And you have to get used to that and move on. But Tyler's such a great kid. I know you guys know that by working with him. And, you know, he's just so humble. Even tonight, he doesn't really even know what's happened, you know. So I just wish the best for him, because I know he's a good person. You love to see good things happen to good people.
Jennifer, AP, two questions. Most important, number one, is something wrong with your voice? Do you need to rest it for tomorrow's race?
Is that baiting?
No, I was flat asking you. No,
are you baiting me?
No, I flat out was asking you concern because I want to make sure you're okay tomorrow.
No, I'm fine.
Big race tomorrow. Okay.
I'm fine. I think I'm good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Last week was a tough week for Junior Motorsports, and probably Reddick was not the guy that you thought would win the championship for you guys. How as an organization did everyone able to move past last week and come out here and kind of snake a championship away from teams that were more favored?
It's tough. I'm telling you. You know, you just wouldn't even believe some of the things that go on in the shop floor between the teams being competitive. They race each other, and when they race each other, sometimes they wreck each other. And, you know, what happened at Phoenix was just a bad situation. Nothing that Tyler did. I mean, Tyler's underneath those guys. He can't control everybody else's race car. But not everybody's going to see it that way. So you just gotta, you know, you gotta lean on. We are so lucky to have Dave, other experienced crew chiefs that know how to manage their guys and say, hey, if they got a guy that's sort of upset or something about the way they're getting raced by their teammates, you gotta sit that guy down and say, look, man, this is the goal. This is where your head needs to be. Let's get it together and stay on track. And so there's a management ladder, and everybody sort of, you know, has the responsibility to keep everybody in line, but it gets tense sometimes, especially when you have all those cars racing in the playoffs, especially when you have teams that feel like that they deserve to be in this race tonight. Like the 7 teams certainly felt like they probably belong here. But Dave, I mean, you'll have to talk to him. If you can get it out of him, I'll be surprised. But he just has a real confidence about what he's doing with these kids. And I don't know a lot of people that can take these kids and turn them into men so quickly, you know, and have them so mentally strong. And tonight, that's what Tyler had to be, running the wall like that. Had to be really sharp mentally and tough mentally and disciplined to himself, you know. And so Dave has a way of getting these guys to think that way, understand what they need to do. They don't want to disappoint Dave. I listened to Tyler talk about that on the stage tonight. He's like, when I'd get in the fence, I knew Dave was getting mad. And, you know, and I know I had to back it down. And so Dave gets in their head, you know, and he's coaching them the whole way. He coaches them all year long. It's really impressive what Dave has become. And so I guess it when it comes to keeping the team together, keeping everybody focused, keeping the company focused, it comes to management and the people in those particular roles doing a great job.
It's here to Bob as well.
Okay. I'm ready.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Tyler had, I want to say, three top fives in about the first 29 races, and he has three top fives in these three or four top fives in the last four or five races. If he had that performance and you guys would have clicked better, do you think he would be with the team next year?
I don't know. The decision to do other things and go elsewhere, I believe, was you know, his and his family's and the partners that they have. Certainly wasn't, you know, something on our end, but, you know, I you know, I feel like that we have a good opportunity with Noah coming in next year. He was on the box all night tonight with Dave and me, and, you know, I'm kind of excited about that. I'd love to work with Tyler again another year, but, you know, we're not going to get the chance to do that. And he's going into a program that's very successful and around people that I know and trust and love. And so he's going to be in a great situation, so that makes it a little bit easier.
Go over here to the left. Steve Schweitzer, the Alaska Press. Dale, you're in the lead, 20 laps to go. Having experienced it both ways, which is more stressful, sitting in the driver's seat or sitting on the top of the pit box?
That's tough. You know, I think, you know, driving the car, you're in control. When I'm on the pit box, you don't have control of nothing. And so that's probably tougher, sitting up there and just wondering what's going to happen, if something might take you out of it or a caution might come late, because we didn't have the early run speed. So I was afraid if we had a late yellow, the double zero was going to beat us on just pure speed out of the gate, because he was awesome on the early runs of all those tires he had. But yeah, you just sit up there and wait. I don't, you know, it's weird. You don't have control of nothing. You don't do nothing. I don't contribute anything to the night. You just kind of stand there and hope your car wins. It's helpless.
Go over here to Chris and Jacob.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Dale, Noah Gregson was also competing for a championship last night. I was just wondering if you watched how he raced and how he progressed. And, you know, his focus last night just seemed uncharacteristic a little bit for him, as much as he struggled throughout the year to close the deal. But and how do you feel like he raced and what he can do and bring to Junior Motorsports next season?
He's super young, super impressionable, has a lot to learn. Asks a lot of questions. I've had a chance to talk to him and chat with him, and he's inquisitive. And Dave will have another good challenge on his hands to try to mold him into the guy he needs by the end of the season. That's the great thing about this playoff system, is that you really just got to get in. You know, it's awesome that, you know, you can get a bunch of playoff points and stage points and all that stuff, but obviously, you know, that stuff's not critical. It's helpful. But so if they stumble and have some issues, they'll just have to learn from those mistakes. And I believe that he's going to be paired with a guy that can help him do that. Our relationship with HMS and the opportunity it provides us to be able to have guys like Dave and Kevin Mandarin and Jason Burdett come to our organization and be part of our team is every bit of the reason why we're as competitive as we are. Those guys are the reason why our cars are fast, and why our drivers seem to get smarter and better as the season goes on, and they seem to give those guys the confidence and the calmness they need behind the wheel. We got great spotters that we use from HMS as well, pit crews, so motors, so all that stuff from HMS just builds a ton of confidence in our program and our organization. And we just got to tell our drivers that, you know, we're going to give them the equipment to succeed, and they just, you know, they don't have to get over their head, do it, you know, driving the cars, and everything will be fine.
Over here, Jacob.
So
is it safe to say that Noah's going to drive the number 9 next year then? Compared to, if he's, is Dave Allen's going to be his crew chief next year?
That would be awesome, I think, if they could pair them up. I don't know if I just announced that, but Kelly, you know what? Kelly and LW can come in here and sort, clean up my mess. So they'll be here in a bit.
Go here to Zach. Raise your hand, Zach. Go up here in the front.
Zach Catanzuetti, kickingthetires.net. Off-topic question, but you on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast last week. Big podcast. I know Rutledge Wood was on it a couple years ago. We spoke very highly of the experience. Now in your media realm of your career, I mean, how much did you really take from that experience with Joe?
The fact that we do our own podcast, anytime you get a chance to go into someone else's studio and look around and see how they do it, it's really helpful. Obviously, going on Joe's show really helped us get a lot of people the information that we wrote this book that's important for people to read. That was kind of our goal to go on the show in the first place, was just to express to as many people as we could about the book and get more people to read it. And but you know, it was very conversational, very fun, very relaxing, and Joe was great. It was a lot more people listened to that show than I even realized. You know, I knew it was popular, but just the feedback from it was great. So big plus for us to go out there and do that. And again, yeah, you just watch. We are always trying to do better with our own podcast. Like, we got so many, there's things about it that I don't like, that I don't even know I don't like, you know. The physicality of, I mean, the room and the way the room's set up and where we're sitting and how we're sitting and what mics we're using and all that stuff. And you just got to, it's great to be able to go to those other places and see how they do it. And so it was very helpful. They were able to spit those videos out too for Instagram and so forth while the show's happening. So that was great to be able to go back and tell Matthew Dillner that he can do that quicker than 24 hours. So he did not like to hear that. No.
Okay, we are also joined.
I think I'm going to leave.
They said that I had some messes to clean up. What's that mean?
I'll let them ask you. Oh, I'm messing. Okay, good. I'll stick around.
We're also joined by the crew chief of the championship-winning number 9 car, Dave Ellens, and the co-owner, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Let's start with you, Kelly. Do you want to start cleaning up his mess or talking about the back-to-back championship?
I couldn't even guess what the mess is to clean up, so let's
it's
just move
bad.
On.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Teasing.
Three championships in the last 5 years, all of them with rookie drivers. Maybe start there.
Gosh. I mean, it's just pretty phenomenal. You know, I think Dave's got a good way to work with those guys, and he's won two of those championships, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, these young guys are just hungry. And you saw Tyler tonight just put it out there. And I think that, you know, that's what our company's built on, and winning races and championships with these guys to move on up to the next series is what Junior Motorsports was built for and what we started the race team for. So it's pretty awesome to be able to sit here as a 3-time champion with rookies.
That's awesome. Dave, I know this was a big strategy race, especially that round of green flag pit stops. Maybe talk about that strategy and sort of how maybe nerve-wracking that was with all the championship fours bunched up as close as they were.
Yeah, you know, at the start of the race, we definitely weren't where we needed to be. So we were playing from behind at that point when we got to the green flag pit stop. The 20 took the opportunity to short pit, and we had a pretty good gap to them. But I was really assuming the other guys were going to play that pretty hard, especially based off what we did last year. And I wanted to be on pit road right away, which I was actually a lap late from what I wanted to do. But, you know, the other guys didn't follow suit. That gave us, I think, we're a 4.5-second lead. When everybody came back out, and our car did not go on a short run. So that was part of the reason to try to pit early. So we had that gap in front of them. So when it came in, we would be in a good spot. And when the car came in and track rubbered up on the high line, it was amazing what he was doing out there.
Thank you, Dave. We'll continue with the questions, and we have Jacob here on the left.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. This actually works well because now he can respond if what I think Junior might say is right. Dale, would you call, Dave, the secret then to these rookies continuing to be able to win championships for JRM? Because Kelly said on NBCSN she wasn't sure what the recipe was.
Dave's critical. You know, all of our crew chiefs are critical to the speed of our cars and the ability to host, you know, for the drivers to drive them to the limit and them to be fast enough to win championships. And Dave's ability to take those young guys and mold them into men and mold them into people that believe in themselves and know what they need to do and don't drive over their head, don't make a lot of mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. Everybody does. I mean, they'll continue to make them, but Dave has them ready when it's time to be ready. And you saw it in Tyler throughout the playoffs. You know, just he had a good focus and ran hard, ran aggressive, but never, you know, never took himself out or did anything to hurt their chances of getting here to Homestead. And tonight, you know, just really incredible. As Tyler's running those last few laps, I know that he's doing that. Dave has a big involvement in his ability to do that, as Dave is coaching him throughout the year to put him in position to make those last few laps and keep the car out of the fence.
And a follow-up then for Dave. What's turned you into this coach for the rookies the last couple years? It seems like you've really taken on that role well, but what is it that you've found to be able to help these first-year drivers go on and now become champions the last couple of years?
I don't really know. I guess, you know, I'm as they grow throughout the season, because, you know, every year it's a fresh guy with a new style of driving, new thoughts and everything. So, you know, as they progress throughout the year, you let them make their mistakes, try to be easy on them, and just when they're down, try to bring them up a little bit. But I don't really know what it is. And, you know, I know we have great teammates, like Dale was saying, you know, and with Elliot and Justin, they help guide the 9 team quite a bit, because, you know, it's tougher for the young guys to tell us what they need. You know, and we got two of the best right next to us and the crew chiefs that help me out to make sure we're not getting too far off base. So, you know, I think that's a lot in why we're able to have success with these younger guys.
Up here to Holly.
Hi, Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. This is for Dale or Kelly. Is there any sort of extra satisfaction or maybe a wider smile for Tyler to win this? Because I think with the other two rookies that you won it, people kind of thought they were the favorites going into the race. And this year you could argue, you know, Christopher Bell had all those wins and things like that. And I don't know that Tyler received all the pre-race publicity that some of the other guys. So is there a little bit of extra joy, I guess?
There's joy. There's joy. I'm certainly happy for Tyler. He does, like I said, he doesn't know what he's done. And maybe he won't for a little while. He told me on the stage that he's still waiting for the race to end. And so he really doesn't know what's happened yet. But the first thing that I could think about when we crossed the finish line is all our employees. And Kelly talks to me about it all the time. When we want to, I want to do X, and we got to do Y because of our employees. This is, the employees are the first thing we have to think about, and that's the way we make all our decisions, is what's best for those that giant group of people. And so when we do things like this, I think about how happy they are and how we're going to all celebrate this throughout the off season and enjoy. You know, enjoy all that work that went into it. You know, enjoy the payoff of all the work that went into it.
Over here.
Justin Malillo, the Racing Experts. Dale.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Dale, how did these successes in running your own team differ or compare to your own successes when they were from you being a race car? And are they any more special now that you're at the race car?
I think this is special because you, I know that this is special because I'm watching everyone else do it. Like Kelly's the hands-on every day, all the time with the business. Dave is hands-on with the drivers. Crew chiefs are all hands-on. I'm sitting there and just watch them do this, you know. And that's what's so fun for me is that when you're a driver, you're part of the team, you're responsible for your role, and you screw it up sometimes, and maybe you're the weak link one day. And with this, I just get to sit there and watch them make it go. And when it succeeds, it's just it's awesome. I mean, Dave's – I'm watching Dave create – you know, his future as a Cup crew chief. And just like Kevin Mandarin, you know, Kevin Mandarin was our lead engineer, came down, worked there for a while. Now he's going up to be a crew chief, and I feel he'll succeed. Gray Ives came down, worked for us for a while. Brad Keselowski, all those people that have came through our company and went back out and took off. It's just fun watching that happen.
Go to the right to David.
David Siegel with Front Stretch. I assume.
Congratulations, all three. Yeah, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the conversation that you had with Elliot Sadler after you were celebrating the time. Obviously, been friends for a long time and now having worked for like
Hey.
Yeah, I got a. I was going to get a seat made because I wanted to run the icebreaker at Myrtle Beach in the late mile race, but I don't think my wife's going to let me do it. So I think
LW races.
We're talking about.
Test.
LW back there. Elliot's like, man, let's run some late mile races next year. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably not going to get to. So I'm going to have a car ready if you want to drive it, but it needs to be in the first half of the season so I can go with. We did so much running around and having fun together when we were young in Xfinity Series and the Cup Series early years and all that. We raised hell and partied. And, everywhere we went, we looked for each other and hanging out. And so, the friendship's been there for so long. We never thought we'd work together or race together. I mean, how would that happen? Here we are. And when Elliot came in, he was coming off some down years. People would tell me, you know, you got a wild one on your hands. He was not wild at all from the moment we had him. He's been calm. He's been a model employee. He has always held our company up, lifted our company up, supported our partners, did anything and everything we asked him to do. He was A+. First class all the time. Every time he was talking and speaking in front of a camera or microphone representing us, he was first class. And I remember when the funniest thing, he came into the bus. I don't remember where we were, man, but we were talking. We weren't racing together yet. And he said, we got to talk about my crew chief. Who's my crew chief going to be? And I said, I got this guy, Kevin Mandarin. He's like, I don't know who he is. I don't know about that. I'm a little nervous about that. I got these other ideas. I was like, I'm going to put you with Kevin, man. It's going to work out. I promise. I was 90% sure. He was 10% sure. And they became great friends. I'm so happy and proud of that because he tells me now that I was right, which feels good every time he says it. And he was able to just have fun, you know, racing with us, and he had nothing to worry about, you know, job security, anything like that. He could just enjoy racing his car. And now he's ready to, you know, go do whatever he wants to do with his family. And so I'm happy with him, but we'll probably run some damn late mile races, have some fun.
Hey, Bob, I think the mics might be down, so if you want to just shout out your questions. I think the mics are down, so just...
Can a cup guy do what Tyler did, or is it the composite body that allows you to hit the cup like that?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't be able to hit it that many times with the cup car. The bodies we have are really strong. They're held together front and back pretty solid. So as long as you don't smack it with the corner of the body, you're pretty much good to go. You can hit it flat on the wall all day long. Just don't hit the corner of it, which was better for him because he was so close to the wall he couldn't hit the corner.
Go here. Kelly.
Steve Switzer at Alaska Press. Kelly, after hearing what Dale just said about Elliot, can you speak to what the loss of his leadership and example is going to be to the team on a daily basis around the garage?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, he's a veteran and he's done this so long. And I know he's, you know, wrapped his arms around people like William and Tyler to help teach them. But and we'll miss that. And he's, like Dale said, he's extremely positive about our company. And I think that really helps those employees that I love so much that Dale talked about, just to when they hear, you know, the drivers and talking about how much they appreciate them and how much work that they put into it. It really goes a long ways internally within the company. So he was really a champion for everybody there. But we have, you know, Justin is the same caliber kind of guy. And, you know, I think that he'll lead well in that same role. And Michael, we're slowly pulling Michael out of his shell. He's just such a shy individual. And I think we've, in the last, you know, several weeks, just been really working hard with him and trying to lift him up and give him the confidence that he needs. You know, he put on some great laps out there tonight and was really competitive with the other cars and the laps that they were running. So, you know, he's a great guy for that. And having Noah come in, you know, them two will certainly give Noah the support that I think Elliot's done in the past. And, you know, so I think we'll be all right. But it'll be missed because he was a champion for the whole company. And when he got in front of an opportunity to say how much fun he was having and what he was doing with Junior Motorsports, it really went a long ways.
Good.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. For Kelly, when we did the podcast over the summer, you laughed when I asked you about each of the drivers, what they bring to the organization. You said, well, Tyler's young and he just wants to know when the next concert is. So as Elliot's out there being a leader and Justin's winning races, were you seeing Tyler develop into what we've seen the second half of the season, or has this kind of come out of nowhere?
Well, I don't know if I can speak to that. You know, Dave really spends the greatest amount of time with Tyler. I see him here and there, and we get to have conversations every now and then about different things, you know, appearances or if he's rolling through. But he spends a lot of his time down with Dave. But I have seen, you know, I've seen Tyler mature. I think, you know, when he came into the company, obviously he didn't know any of us and what he was getting into, and we were learning him. And I think the relationship, like Dave talked about earlier, just working and progressing throughout the year to – you know, learn who they are and try to just focus on those strengths where he can come in and help them focus and mature. And I think that's what won Tyler tonight. I mean, they were constantly tonight on the radio just talking to him, you know, you've got this. It's in your hands now. He's in the lead. Earl, I mean, he's a saint. Just every single lap, focus, keeping him focused where he needs to be. And so, yeah, we've seen him mature. I'm sure he still likes to go to concerts, though.
Go to the back.
Back here, John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. For either Kelly or Dale, you guys have won several drivers' championships now, but you're yet to win an owner's championship in this series. So is that like a goal or like maybe like a bucket list kind of thing you have for the organization?
I'd certainly love to do that. We turned around on the stage tonight and was like, who did win the owner's championship?
Right. We didn't know who won it, but Dave mentioned on stage that he's hoping that we're going to be able to get that next year. So
yeah,
we're definitely – that'd be nice. It's certainly just amazing to be able to accomplish what we accomplished.
Okay, any final questions for our championship winning team? We'll wrap it up here with Lee.
There are a lot of people that said that Tyler was the underdog coming in, and we saw that last night as well with Moffitt. And you think about some of these high-dollar organizations, whether it's the money Toyota puts into, you know, KBM or Joe Gibbs Racing, or the money that Gene has over at Stuart Haas Racing. Is it becoming increasingly tough to compete? I mean, you guys pulled it off tonight, but is it getting harder to compete against that level of financial spending?
Well, I think, I mean, Dave, I don't mean, you may want to take this one, but I think that, I mean, from the standpoint of what you guys want to do to race cars, but, you know, I know we want to win a lot of races, and I think, you know, we put ourselves in a position to be there when it counts, and we've done that multiple times, and But I think we want to win more consistently, and we want to be fast more consistently. And I think that's where, you know, Gibbs has an edge from the Toyota's perspective and what they put behind that. And, you know, we just continue to fight our way through that and just work smart and sit down. We started this year a new meeting internally with all the guys just to sit down every Monday morning and have those conversations and talk about that kind of stuff, because we do have to look at it, you know, finitely through our budget and talk about, you know, what you're going to gain or whatnot if you do XYZ and that kind of thing. So, but I don't know all the tricks and trades that they got going on the race car and what they do to make them go fast as much as Dave does.
Yeah, but especially when you win three championships over the last four seasons.
The thing about that, I think, for us at Junior Motorsports is we don't live inside the Hendrick walls. And those teams that live inside the walls of those cup organizations, you know, the Gibbs Xfinity teams, the Penske Xfinity teams, Stuart Haas Xfinity teams, they automatically have an advantage because they're within the whole corporate fold. And it's no disrespect to Hendrick, but when they're running their organization and their four cup cars, that's what they're concentrating on. But we call up and we need something and we need to get, you know, into the right person. We know the right people to get in touch with and what we need. And we, I mean, they support us in so many ways, from our chassis and parts and the engines and all the different things that they do. But you know, I think within any time you're running a business, we have a production company that's across town. They don't work like we do at Junior Motorsports because they're not in our building, you know. So I think any time that you're inside that fold and you're able to lay that all out to company-wide, it's a much greater advantage. And I think that's why we're different at Junior Motorsports. And I consider us kind of a standalone team in that realm. We're buying, you know, the chassis that Hendrick puts together and the engines that put together. We're not involved in what that looks like and how that works. You know, we're just pretty kind of a customer. And then from the engineering and sim, we obviously work really closely on their platforms and with Chevrolet and every, you know, all that they've got going on. So I do think we're a little bit different, but we just work hard and smart, don't we?
Yeah.
We work hard.
So we have one more here, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Kelly, Dale hinted or predicted.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to ask it. I mean, wait.
Dale hinted or predicted or said that Dave Allens was going to work with Noah Gregson next year as crew chief. I was just wondering.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, I think that's how it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. Is there anybody in here that says we're not supposed to talk about that? I guess since me and Dale are in charge, we can say it, right? Yeah, I mean, I think that only makes sense. Kevin moving up, you know, we're still working on our fourth car, but the three cars that we have in place, we've got three crew chiefs in-house, and seems like that would make the most sense. No, Bob, I do not.
Okay, any final questions for Dale, Kelly, or Dave? All right. Gang, congratulations on the championship.
I see the champ coming.
Oh, cool.
And thanks for
Where is he? I can't see him.